Texte numéro 30. Decarceration is the key to better prisons. Clearly, our prisons are not working. At one level, David Gawke, a former Conservative Justice Secretary, who on October 22nd was appointed by Britain's Labour government to run a sentencing review, was stating the obvious. Britain's prisons are scarred by overcrowding and violence. The number of people behind bars has doubled in the past 30 years. Britain locks up more people than any other country in Western Europe. Jails are packed to the rafters, which is why the government this week allowed more prisoners out early on an emergency release scheme. Prisons are supposed to protect the public from genuinely dangerous people. That becomes harder when they are overrun. In Britain, 37 men were let out by mistake in September in an initial tranche of emergency releases. One is accused of committing a sexual offence the day he was freed. It makes sense to lock up people who commit serious crimes, but disorderly prisons are unlikely to mete out punishment in a proportionate way. They also do little for rehabilitation. 90% of those sent down in Britain are re-offenders. By making criminals worse, bad prisons add to the need for imprisonment. Building prisons has become more expensive, as easy ways to upgrade old sites have been exhausted, and local opposition to new ones has mounted. In Britain, each new prison place costs around £450,000. As prisons have become grimmer, governments have found them harder to staff. Only one option leaves societies safer and richer: fewer prisoners. Bluntly, too many people are kept behind bars for too long. In Britain, Mr. Gawke's review is a step towards recognising that problem, but it is only a step. The real problem is not the diagnosis, but what follows: winning public consent for decarceration, hard because tough sentencing is often popular, and managing the transition to a less crowded system. An example of what not to do comes from Italy. Rampant overcrowding led the government to release 20,000 prisoners in a couple of months in 2006, unleashing a small crime wave. Better models are provided by the Netherlands and America. The Dutch prison population fell by 44% in the decade 2015, helped by investment in community sentencing. Supervising offenders in the community costs about a tenth as much as keeping them behind bars, and the reoffending rate is usually lower. In America, the change was sold as a way of saving money. Rich countries can also lean more on technology. Many early offender tagging programs had a deservedly poor reputation, but the latest devices are much better at monitoring offenders' behaviour. People can be fitted with real-time drug or alcohol monitors, or made to stick to strict curfews when they're not at work. Adapted from The Economist, October 2024.